Good morning. I'm Bruce Robinson, sitting in for Roland Giacopetti on Sonoma Spotlight this morning and talking today with Robert Lunsford, who's here to tell us about the latest activities of Sono Musette. What are you up to now?
Well, we're going to be performing a concert on January 28th at the Occidental Center for the Arts. And it's almost our one-year anniversary. We did our world debut there last February of 2016, so it's just been about a year. And we're returning there, looking forward to playing there. It's one of our favorite venues in the county.
It's almost a backyard gig for you, isn't it?
It is, yeah. All the band members are from Sonoma County, so it is a backyard gig for us, yes.
And for those who may not be acquainted with Sono Musette, let's tell the world about what you're up to.
Well, we play music from mid-20th century Paris, a lot of music from Edith Piaf, Jacques Brel, Serge Gainsbourg, and people of that era from Paris.
How many of you are there?
It's a five-member band. The band features on vocals Mimi Perrard. Some of you may be familiar with her. She played with the group Gin, but now she's with Sono Musette. And then on bass and piano, we have Jan Martinelli, who also tours with Holly Near. And I'm Robert, and I play accordion. We have Jason Briggs on guitar and Richard Andrews on the drums.
Now, as you go about developing repertoire for an ensemble like this, what do you look for?
When we put our repertoire together, we really started with stuff that was familiar to most of the band. We kind of pooled the songs that we all knew or were familiar with, and that's how we got our basic repertoire. And YouTube has been a great help. We kind of scour the French music on YouTube, and when we see something we like, we start sending it around to the other members. And but Mimi, the singer, she usually gets the last say, because being the singer, she's the one that really has to convey the song, so it has to be something that she really, really does like to sing.
And you're doing this authentically or with a bit of a 21st century touch on it?
Well, it's kind of a bit of both. It's very true to the music, but it does sound a little bit more contemporary than the old recordings, but it's still fairly faithful to what you would hear. We do try and preserve the authenticity of the music.
And part of that, of course, is all in French?
All the singing is in French. Mimi she's French-American. Her father is French, her mother is American, so she grew up speaking both French and English, so she is a native French speaker, and all the material we do is in the original French language.
How much explanation or translation do you incorporate into the presentation?
Well, Mimi will usually give a brief overview of the song, and we also usually have a printed program with the French lyrics and then an English translation, so if people are interested, they can delve in further after the concert and see what these songs are really about.
Most of them keep the lights up, huh?
We hope that they're focused on us more during the show than the program, but we do occasionally see people following along with the program, yes.
What do you look for in a song, then, that you want to add to the list of the familiar titles when you venture a little further afield?
Well, for me, since I don't speak French, I'm really driven by the melody and the harmonic content of the song, so that's what appeals to me. So I have sent some songs to Mimi, and she says, well, I like the song, but I don't really like the lyrics so much, because I really don't have the understanding of the songs that she does lyrically. So, yeah, for me, it's mostly about the melody of the songs.
And I guess then you're playing sort of to mood rather than specific phrases?
Right, yes. And Mimi, she's a very emotional singer. She really does put a lot of emphasis and passion into the singing. She's one of those singers like this. She's really a one in a million singer. She just has that something special that you can't teach someone. It's like you have it or you don't. And she's one of these singers that she just happens to have it.
And is there a particular reason or satisfaction that you get out of playing at the Occidental Center for the Arts?
It's just an incredible venue. We like the intimacy there, and we like playing. It's the type of place we really prefer to play, where people are actually there to listen to music. It's not like a club where you just might show up and see the band, but it's a destination. People come there specifically to hear the band or the type of music that's being performed, and they're there to listen. So it's a very attentive audience.
And you can be part of the crowd on January 28th. It's an 8 o'clock show. Tickets are $20 at the door, $15 in advance. Details online at OccidentalCenterForTheArts.org. Robert, thanks very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.